Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Human Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm joined by my co-host, Luke Netherclift. Hi, Luke. How's it going?
Yeah, Varun. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to, and also a bit sad to bring this season to a close, but it's been absolutely epic. And I'm really looking forward to reflecting on it, talking about our learnings and our journey, and giving a bit of more value to our dedicated listeners who we're really grateful who have been with us, whether you joined us in season two, in season one, in season zero. Thank you for being a part of this journey.
Yeah, I second that. And I think it's a great way to take this season and kind of reflect back on it, because I think personally there have been a lot of learnings for me. And I think in a way for me, this podcast kind of was a savior in so many ways, especially just being able to talk to so many different people, being able to, you know, get some insights, business, life, etc. COVID has impacted us in various ways. And for me personally, mental health was a huge struggle. And I think the podcast, in a way, as I say, you know, kind of saved me in that sense. I was able to, you know, talk to people. Of course, there were a few ups and downs. And as always, you know, my favorite question to ask people, and you're no exception, Luke, is what do you think what are downs within this season, and what are you taking away from this season?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Varun. And I think throughout any journey in entrepreneurship, you're always going to have ups and downs throughout this time. And I found this question a bit difficult to answer. Got me thinking in an interesting way. I think one thing that I found difficult is staying consistent. And I think throughout the journey of creating a podcast, when you're releasing it every week, and you think about, you're just releasing a podcast onto like Spotify, onto Apple, but there's so much more that goes into it in terms of like the marketing, making sure that you've got like a bio ready, you've got a caption, you've got content for stories, you've got pictures, everything from the whole pre-production to the post-production is created. I think staying consistent with that for every guest is super difficult. And I mean, I'm incredibly grateful for the whole team that we've built with you, with Sam, with the editors as well, who've done incredible jobs. But staying consistent, I think, I found difficult throughout the podcast journey. And for example, one thing that I'd say I haven't done so well in is being consistent on trying to get my face out on social media, for example. And I think a lot of other podcasters are very good at like constantly doing stories and speaking about their journeys, but something that I find quite difficult as I try and limit the amount of time I spend on social media. So it's kind of like this paradox in a way there. And I guess one thing I've also found difficult, and maybe it tells me a lot about my personality, is really creating an effective podcast system. I think everyone in entrepreneurship is always banging on about systems. And I'm quite like, I'm not the most organized person, and it's not generally the way I think or structure my days or my life, really. It's not so structured in terms of how I do things. So I think creating an effective podcast system is something that I would definitely want to improve for the human entrepreneur, so that it's more, and I guess it will help with my first point around staying consistent. So yeah, those are, I guess, two things that maybe are downs, but I don't really like to talk about downs. I kind of see maybe they are downs, but ways to improve. And I think, you know, it's, the podcast is all about self-development as entrepreneurs. And when there's a down, you can always go up from that, I always believe. So hopefully we can take these experiences and bring them forward to season three. So thank you, Varun. I'd love to hear your thoughts and reflections on this point.
Yeah, I think one thing that I kind of I would like to kind of challenge you on is the idea of, you know, talking about the downs. Like, I think we should talk about the downs. I know where you're coming from in the sense that, you know, you don't talk about your downs considering the fact that, well, it's a learning experience. It's a journey. And I get that. But I think, you know, downs are what make the up so much more fun. And I guess like this, if COVID's taught me anything, it's like a very cyclical journey of ups and downs. So I guess my reflections would be, you know, I felt like this particular season held a lot more, like, it was a very, something very close to my heart, because it actually made me realize that, like, podcasting in itself gives me so much joy. And I think it's one thing that kind of gave me that clarification, a clarity of mind to say, you know, I really just want to do this for a long time. And one of the things that kind of stopped me from enjoying the journey for a bit was the, like you said, consistency was a huge deal for me. Same, putting myself out there. I don't know why. It's so easy for me to talk on a mic or on a stage, but putting myself out there on like social media and my face, I don't know. It just probably goes back to like when, you know, It's just such an uncomfortable feeling to do that. And the fact that you probably might get judged. Whereas, you know, if you're behind a mic, perhaps it's not that much of a big deal because no one can see your face. At best, they can probably make fun of your voice. So I guess in that sense, if I'm being totally honest with you, I think that's one of my biggest, you know, reflections as to like, I was kind of, there was this fear, fear of failure, maybe, in the sense that I'd probably just felt really, you know, and probably embarrassed if someone judged me. But I think over time, I just said, you know what, let's just do it. And I did it and it wasn't so bad. And I didn't, you know, expect the worst to really, I mean, I expected a lot more to happen and hardly anything did. So it was probably just perceived fear, as is most of my fears, as you know. So that was an interesting, you know, insight. I think the other insight was, I kind of feel like we overdid the two-part episodes a bit, you know, on a more structural level. So I think, you know, next episodes when we record, actually two things would be very key. One is lesser duration. So instead of an hour long or a 40 minute, we would want to keep it to 20, 25 minutes, tops 30. And two, I think, with the guests that we are now, you know, recording with, I think it's very easy to have these conversations for hours, but it'll be really nice to have a decisive, like, stop or bifurcate the conversation into two, where we have part one, but then we don't release part two right after that. It's more like part one and then after a while, part two. And I guess podcasting has also affirmed the belief that you can literally talk to anyone in the world. And because we're in a situation where most of us are in lockdown, or, you know, are not, there's a little bit of a lesser, there's less social mobility. I think that kind of allows us to see people saying yes to podcast recordings. And, you know, we've got some amazing guests. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to share the guests. So
yeah, I'd refrain from doing that. We'll leave it to tease.
Yeah, but I think these amazing guests, I mean, I never thought I'd be able to speak to people that I've spoken to. And I think this next season's going to be the real deal, man. Like, there's this fascinating amount of people that I've looked up to, but, you know, I never probably had the courage or the motivation or kind of like the desire, not the desire, but like, what was the thing I was going to ask? Hey, can you chat with me? And the podcast gives you such a good way of like putting your foot in the door and saying, hey, I have a podcast, let's chat. It's, I know this might be selfish in a way, but I guess it like works both ways in terms of their branding and stuff. And, you know, I think it works in a fairly interesting way, because there's like a huge, you know, symbiotic relationship where as the people listening to our podcast grows, as your audience grows, obviously that you can leverage to get more people who are, you know, people that everybody kind of looks up to, or everybody like wants to listen to their thoughts and views. And then using that to then you know, funnel back and give your audience that. And I think there's this multi-sided synergy that you can observe with your audience and with your guests. And I think that's something that that has, you know, really, really played out very, very, you know, the data suggests it for itself. So yeah, those are my reflections.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. It's a win-win-win, I see, podcasting, because hopefully you guys listening, you gain value from our guests, from our questions. The guest gets value from getting further exposure to you and getting their ideas, their thoughts out to the world. And often guests tell us it's quite therapeutic how we run the podcast, because we get them to speak about their problems, maybe their failures, challenges they'd faced in their life. But also, I guess we benefit because we, as guests, because we learn from them as well. We learn how to become better conversationalists. And hopefully it's going to help project the human entrepreneur with all of the other exciting products and services that we're going to be creating in the future. So yeah, I really see it as a win for everyone, which is what excites me about podcasting so much. So
Luke, next season, what are your expectations? What are you looking at? What can the audience kind of anticipate?
I mean, you can anticipate guests and people in industries that we just haven't tackled at all. We've got some epic, like, and we've got the usual sort of like a lot of mental health. Guests who talk about mental health, and in particular, leading mental health activists. But we've also got guests talking about change management, which is super important in the age of COVID. Well, all of our lives, I would argue every single person's life has changed in some way, who's probably listening to this podcast now. And we've got people talking about nutrition, health and fitness, which, to be honest, I think we've kind of neglected so far, looking at like the nutrition and fitness side of well-being and being an entrepreneur. So I'm super excited to be going more in depth into those conversations. So yeah, that's what I'm particularly looking forward to. Varun, is there anything that you're excited about?
Yeah, I think over and above the fact that we've got some really world-class guests, I think I'm more interested to see, like, I personally feel like I'm developing over time with the podcast as well, like, because I'm being able to, know about the right, asking the right kind of questions, the way I'm talking, the way I'm, you know, conversing, as you said, you know, it moves you to be a better conversationalist. And I think the podcast is helping me do that. Over and above that, I think we're kind of tweaking our strategy a bit. So expect to see kind of more snappier episodes with shorter times, because, you know, we've got a lot of feedback. There's lesser travel happening now in COVID times, as a result of which content needs to be much more snappier. You can't rely on a 45-minute piece of content. It has to be, as I said earlier, 30-minute piece of content. So we're going to keep that feedback in mind. And thank you for giving us that feedback. Really, really, really appreciate it. And please continue to do so, because we really want to make this the best experience for you as our audience. So that's, I'm very excited to see how that plays out. We've had a lot of chats with really great people, but I think we need to also now increase our Instagram influence. I think it's going to push me, and I think it's going to push you as well, Luke, because, you know, we're kind of, I wouldn't say camera shy, but video shy. And so putting our faces out there a lot more, I'm expecting to do a little more frequent Instagram lives with some amazing guests or same guests, and, you know, you can ask some real-time questions. So keep an eye out on the Instagram for that. I also really am very keen on sharing about all our services that we're offering in the months to come for the human entrepreneur in general. So keep an eye out for this space, and I think it's gonna be a good one. I think I'm very excited for this season, very pumped, so excited to give you that value. And at the end of the day, I just want to say, you know, this is what's driving us, and what this is really the human spirit, understanding what makes entrepreneurs human, talking about young entrepreneurs, talking about their vision, their missions, their failures, learning from them, and democratizing that access to young and early stage entrepreneurs and whoever else is really interested in these dialogues and this conversation. And when I hope we're inspiring and making that small amount of difference in mindset or in behavioral patterns as our listeners, you know, consistently on a weekly basis, listen, we see you, we appreciate you. Our metrics are rising. We're getting more plays. We're getting more downloads. And it's all thanks to you and your feedback. So yeah. Thank you. And I truly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate all the listens, all the likes, all the encouragement you've given us. So my only request is please keep doing that. And, you know, we're going to do what we do. And over time, you know, we're sure to improve because we're learning every day.
Awesome. I think we'll wrap up there. And thank you, everyone. Let us know if there's anything you want for the next season. And we look forward to speaking to you soon.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you liked it, do give us a like and leave a review on wherever you hear these podcasts. And for weekly content, subscribe to our podcast channel and check us out on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. See you soon.